It is rhubarb season in backyard gardens and at farmers' markets. This versatile vegetable or fruit, depending on interpretation, takes center place in a wide variety of dessert options. And chopped or diced rhubarb freezes nicely to ensure there will be rhubarb pies, puddings and cakes when winter comes again. Baked rhubarb pudding. 3 cups raw rhubarb, chopped. 1 egg, beaten. 3/4 cup sugar. 2 tbsps. Flour. 1/4 cup butter or margarine. 1/2 cup brown sugar. 1 cup graham cracker crumbs. In a medium bowl, beat the egg, then add rhubarb, sugar and flour. Pour into a greased 8-inch baking dish. Combine butter, brown sugar and crumbs. Sprinkle over the rhubarb mixture. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 35 to 45 minutes. Serve warm with vanilla ice cream. Store leftovers in refrigerator. Serve 6. Rhubarb cake. 1.5 cups brown sugar. 1/2 cup butter. 1 egg. 1 teaspoon vanilla. 1 cup buttermilk. 2 cups flour. 1/2 a teaspoon salt. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1/4 of a teaspoon allspice. 1/4 of a teaspoon ground cloves. 1 teaspoon cinnamon. 1/2 cup chopped nuts, optional. 2 cups raw rhubarb, diced. Topping. 1/3 cup sugar. 1 teaspoon cinnamon. In a large bowl, cream the butter and sugar. Add egg and vanilla and blend well. Sift together flour, salt, soda and seasonings. Add to egg mixture alternately with the buttermilk. Stir in rhubarb and nuts. Pour into a greased 9x13-inch pan. Blend sugar and cinnamon and place on top of mixture. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit for 40 to 45 minutes. Serve warm as a coffee cake or cold with whipped cream or ice cream. Alternately, prepare a rhubarb sauce and drizzle over the top. Store leftovers in cool place. Rhubarb custard pie. 2 eggs, beaten. 1 cup sugar. 2 tbsps. Flour. 1/4 of a teaspoon. Salt. 2 cups raw rhubarb, finely chopped. 1 unbaked pie shell. 1/2 cup brown sugar. 2 tbsps. Flour. 2 tbsps. Butter, melted. In medium bowl, beat eggs well. Add sugar, 2 tbsps. Flour and salt. Add rhubarb and stir until rhubarb is well coated. Pour into the pie shell. In a separate bowl, combine brown sugar, 2 tbsps. Flour and melted butter. Sprinkle over the rhubarb mixture. Bake at 400 degrees Fahrenheit for 15 minutes. Reduce heat to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and bake for 30 minutes. Let cool on rack until completely set. Store in refrigerator before slicing. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.